USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Top Democratic leaders are condemning a Texas Supreme Court's decision.
The decision was about denying a woman an emergency abortion despite a fatal fetal anomaly. The woman had initially been granted a restraining order to proceed with the abortion, but on Friday, the state's high court put a hold on that ruling, compelling her to continue the pregnancy. Democrats, including House Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Elizabeth Warren, criticized the move, accusing Republicans of risking the lives of mothers and highlighting the cruel consequences of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. I'm Skip Kelly.
Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview with musician Moby. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed the Republicans are targeting him to cause pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle, ultimately harming the presidency. When asked about his limited public defense, Biden mentioned his desire to maintain a low profile to avoid giving Republicans additional ammunition against him or his father. The eastern U.S. bracing for heavy rain, wind, even some snow. Parts of New York and New England were under storm watches through the weekend and through tonight with winds up to 40 miles per hour. Some of those storms could last into the early Monday morning hours. Travel conditions could be hazardous with rain likely from northern Alabama all the way up through New England. The pilot flying a medical helicopter on its way to pick up a patient in northwest Iowa was hit in the face by what he thinks was a duck that smashed through the windshield.
We're canceling the mission. Will you make other arrangements for us? We've hit a bird.
The bird hit put the helicopter out of service for repairs. The wing's air rescue pilot says he was a little dazed, but not hurt. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
State-run media in Cuba says the country stopped a terrorist plot hatched in South Florida when it arrested a man who arrived on the island on a jet ski. The report late Saturday said the man is a Cuban who lives in Florida and he came to Cuba to commit acts of violence. He allegedly was armed with several handguns, ammunition, clips, and ammo. Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement for former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an upcoming interview. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. Tipping has gone over the top this holiday season.
With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she emphasizes that tipping is appropriate at restaurants where servers heavily rely on tips as a significant portion of their salary.
That's John Schaefer. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.